By changing our value system to growth rather than luxury, we develop resilience. If we decide success means conquest of our lower nature, then we will not look on failures as at the end of the world, because we are striving for something that is so purposeful and meaningful. Resilience comes when we understand the meaning of success. If our definition is success means comfort, luxury, wealth, power, prestige, when these are snatched away, we will feel disturbed, shattered. But if we decide success means conquest of our lower nature, success means growth, then we will not look on failures as at the end of the world, because we are striving for something that is so purposeful and meaningful. So by changing our value system to growth rather than luxury, we develop resilience. And how to impart this virtue in the children? By stopping to be overprotective. Two neighbors planted trees in their own courtyards. One of them was tending to the tree with all kinds of fertilizers that he was getting from the store. The second neighbor was taking care that it should receive water, but he was not pampering the tree. The first neighbor's tree was growing at 3 times the rate, and in the space of 2 years, it had shot up to 10 feet. In comparison, his neighbor's tree was just half the height. It seemed to be stunted. However, there was a storm, and as the winds raged in that fierce storm, the big tree crashed down, and the little one was standing firm. In the morning, the two neighbors came to inspect the damages, and they discovered that the little tree is standing while the big one has collapsed. The first neighbor asked the second, "How did this happen? I took such good care of my tree. I supplied it all the fertilizers necessary." The second neighbor said, "You overtended to it. It had an easy life. It did not need to struggle. It did not shoot its roots deep enough into the earth. On the other hand, in my case, I was taking care, but I was not solving its every battle. And the consequence was, to survive, this tree of mine was forced to sink its roots deep in to receive the nutrition, and that provided it with the strength to bear the storm." Similarly, overindulging parents treat their children with kids' gloves, and those children remain emotional babies when they grow up. So you don't have to solve their every problem. You don't have to step in to remove their every hardship. Life is a learning process. Let them face the world for what it is. Remember, don't control, facilitate. Your children are on a journey. Your job is not to control them by your perspectives and ideas, but to facilitate their journey by merely providing proper inputs and then standing back to see them grow. This is the way to ensure that your children grow up to be brave, heroic, and strong. Thank you.